I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, you feel me? B Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Rick Flair, jumping off the dress, whatever he is. Now, tell me, right now you're chilling with my homegirl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now, tell me.
What's happening? This is your man, Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl, Chalk Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all riding the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy, Dylan Dillinger, cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me!
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement, or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
Listen to that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, y'all? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy, Carter B of 4Play Media Group, and I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
And welcome to Chocolate City Radio. Hot damn ho, here we go again. I don't know why I'm so crunk tonight. Because it snowed here and it's cold as fuck outside, which means my arm hurts really, really bad. But I'm not letting that stop me from doing what I want to do. And I really wanted to do the radio show tonight. And I have my lovely co-host, the lovely, voluptuous, nice titty, Ashton. Hello.
Oh my goodness. Hi.
How are you?
I'm a little sleepy today. Funny and strange, but I'm good.
You can't be sleepy.
So you have a bubbly attitude.
Girl, I had to make myself have this attitude. And it's only because God is working in my life. And so he's putting people in my life and in my path that I would have never thought would be in my path. So I have to be happy about that. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Yes. So we have Big Knot that's going to be on the air tonight from Detroit. And it's going to be quite crazy.
Okay.
So, it's like three songs I have to play right at the gate. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know. It was like, I was listening to some mixes on YouTube tonight, right? Girl, Sunday is going to be crazy. Now, if I don't do this tomorrow, we're going to have an old school hip hop and R&B. I found this mix from the DJ. Girl, I'm in my room dancing.
That's great. I can't wait.
I know, right? So, I'm going to play these songs, and you're going to be like, oh, shit. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm going to play the old songs first, and play that last one. It's a new song. I really like this song, though. But this one right here that I'm about to play is a throwback classic. For real. I'm playing two throwback classics. And, I couldn't help it because these are like, if you hear them, you still be in the club and you still be jamming to them. You know what I mean? So, gonna go ahead and play the first one. And plus, I'm on my new computer tonight. So, girl, it's something else. It's something serious. I gotta learn how to work everything. Windows 8 ain't no joke. So, are you ready for the first selection, Mom?
So ready.
Okay, I didn't even tell you the name of it. You just hear it. You'll hear the song. You're like, oh, shit. Here we go.
Oh, Major move right here, baby. Gotta get it with it. You know.
Like cook food, I'm a good dude. I'm 50 rascals and people, I'm in the hood for you. I'm sitting here thinking about all the things I could do. So what you should do is play your position for Virgin Bands. We poppin' tags for shoot game six. We drinking eight side of red bottles, shoot game shit. Fuck with me and you famous. Kanye, my bitch, now she away from the nameless. Camera flashes from flames, turn the range to a manger. Jesus, peace on the plate, yeah, my baby, an angel. Girl, straight up out of heaven into what we into. Who we grew into, what we into. That's too much, get into, so we snap back that. Game on point like the stripes on my blue backpack. My lady, bro, yeah, she came like that. Can them tunes, why you move like that?
You know my lady always come. She know I need it, love. She know she get all that, all that, all that. All that, all that, my lady got me gone. I'm where she already knows. She knows she can get all that, all that, all that.
You my lady, in that business feel like a haven. We can make babies, let's be creative. She say eat them tricks alone, but I'm a skater. I love her like her daddy told her no man would. I got a lot of bad bitches, she the only one good. I get a flowers and nothing. She smiling and blushing if I don't answer my phone. Then we probably fucking, yeah. She love my tattoo, ain't got no room for her name, but I'm a face room. She let her hair down, we have a stare down. She say I'm glad you ate it, but my cap and gown. All the eyes will be your show. Dick like a limo, multiple artists, that's my M.O. Red bone pretty, I kiss her for my titty to a clitty.
My lady always come, she know I need it, love. She know she can get all that, all that, all that. All that, all that, my lady got me gone. I'm where she already knows. She knows she can get all that, all that, all that.
Wow. Look, my girl's sweet like my hotel flow. From where they ran through more keys than a hotel dough. The D, give her the D, not a whole hotel note. Feel like I'm looking down from heaven screaming, oh hell no. When you hop on top, girl, that's what it feel like. You always had a player back like to feel like. And every time I left, it ain't feel right. Cheated on her and she stayed, that's just real life. Cause it's hard when you ain't on the same coast. Burning bread in the club, so all these girls were hoes. Hoes trying to wave, but we ain't on the same boat. They trying to sink everything that we made flow. She told me about the X-Men, her old boy stories. And how she had a deal, though, you know, toy stories. Don't fuck on the period, ain't in no horror stories. I take her to my favorite restaurant, she ordered for me. But she know.
Without no notice, no early notice. You know how, you know, just, you know,
That's how you guys switched up sometimes. But I still got the number though with sex though.
Whatever, girl.
But first of all, hello and good night to you, Chalk Mommy. Good night. Hello, good night to Ashton.
Good night, Tom.
What's going on?
Nothing. Who
are
you getting a dick to?
Huh?
Who you get a dick to? The guy you changing your numbers.
What?
I don't know. I got can't say all that over the air right now. They might be listening in or something, you know?
Oh, shit. I'm not about to change my radio number.
I just want to know details.
I don't care who it is. What happened?
I still got the other number on. It's basically on deck right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna turn that number back on
mm-hmm.
in due time. So I'm just gonna use the number for the meantime. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Let the things, you know, let the waters, you know, subside back out to the ocean.
You ain't got to lie.
You know how it is sometimes. You know how some of y'all women get. You know, y'all get real attached to the nigga. You don't want to start blowing the nigga phone, sending emails.
Never had that problem.
Nah. It'd be the other
way around.
Yeah, okay.
But,
yeah, I'm pretty sure it'd be the way around too. But you know, for every four guys who act like that, there's one crazy of y'all running around like that. So
not in my circle.
Say I get that good poppy dick. And I don't know how to act.
What? Here, please.
You know, where this nigga at? You know, he's his phone down tonight or word. Yeah, I see you talking to that bitch in the store the other day. Like, really? That was my cousin.
Oh.
Each other? Shit. Incest is back in.
in the life of Big Tone.
I'm like,
yeah, I know.
Tell it. But no.
I was thinking about the other day, I said, shit, I think I need to write a book about some of my experiences throughout my 36 years on this planet.
Interesting.
What you're trying to say is, you got that good get 'em hooked Brooklyn dick.
Hey, I don't know what it is, but some of them get attached, and some of them I don't know. I ain't gonna say they all get attached, but the poster works on some though.
Mhm. I need some references.
You need some recipes?
No references. I don't need no recipes. I got plenty of concoctions.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'll give you some references when your ass come up to Brooklyn next month. I'm going to give you all the references you need.
I don't know about all that. I want to be going to the bank, emptying out the pool one day, putting a loan on his disability, his child.
Okay.
Hey, like anybody at the Chalk Mommy meetup, but Chalk Mommy ain't here.
Oh yeah, after the meet and greet is going down, it's going to be crazy. Ashton has just informed me that she's going to be doing a little demonstration on a pole, so we got to make sure that there is a pole in the vicinity because she's going to show me how to pole dance. You know what I'm saying? So after she goes, then I'm going to go, and then we're going to have a booty clap session, and then I'm going to feel on her titties.
Wow. So you have a little twerk contest, a little pole lesson. That's what's up.
Yeah. That sounds like fun.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I'll be sitting back with my popcorn enjoying every minute, too.
I don't think so. You got to have some large bills on hand. You can't just be sitting there watching.
I'm a righty, so you know you start seeing my right arm. I'm like Mariano Rivera. I throw them curves. You know what I'm saying? I make the dollar bills curve like a Mariano Rivera curveball. Oh, like, oh, word.
We're allergic to dollar bills. There's a $20 minimum. You can't come in without less than 20. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm talking about.
A motherfucker would throw a
I love if I'm spending 20s, somebody mouth better be working.
What?
Like a booty.
Man, I think we might need to take you Flatbush, Broadway, somewhere where you can get you some of that. But
Pennsylvania Avenue, that's where the work is.
Yeah.
Oh, really? I'm not familiar with the Brooklyn track.
You'll be okay. Tonight's guest is Big Knot from Brooklyn. I'm buying it. I'm thinking about, he's from Detroit. Woo, wow.
Yeah.
We got another Detroit rapper tonight. It's going to be crazy. Am I going to be as bad as I was Tuesday? Hell fucking yes. So
I hope so.
I see Madam is on the line. I'm going to bring her on. And before I bring her on, shouts out to Ernie Pennant, owner of 360 Automotive and Performance. Yahoo!
Wow.
Action, shut up.
I'm saying, you giggling the whole way through. Why is that?
Because I was laughing at Madam, because I know when her line is open, so I know when she say something, I'm just going to laugh.
Oh.
Hi, ladies.
Hi.
And gentlemen.
Hello. Hello.
Happy Friday. Love you, Chocolate.
Happy Friday. Fucking Friday.
Chocolate, have you been drinking alcohol today?
No.
Chocolate's always
you sure?
Like that.
You sure you're not on that Tron right now?
Girl, I ain't on nothing. I mean, I got a blessing this week, and I'm just high off of my blessing from God. That's all.
That's a beautiful thing. She got the glow, y'all.
Yes.
Oh, she was smashing?
No.
No, she got the glow, meaning she got the Holy Ghost glow, power. She got the glow. That's priceless.
Are you letting somebody smash out this week?
Nah. I'm still a 2012 virgin. Yeah.
Okay, so what's the topic today?
Man, you know what? I done fell the fuck off. I was going to wait till the artist came on, and then I was going to fuck with him. But I've been thinking about a whole lot of stuff lately. You know, I was bugging about the Yandy situation with her baby daddy, right?
Oh, my gosh. Please don't talk about that with two of my close friends, but we could.
But I'm just like, that is some shit. Like, you know, because I was looking at Love and Hip Hop, and she was like, they've been together 6 years, and this happened like 2 years ago. And I respect her for standing by her man, but I'm just like, wow.
Wait, but you want to hear the most uncomfortable situation? Yandy is a friend of mine for about 10 years. Menzies has been a friend for about 7. And the victim's daughter is my friend for about 12.
Is your who?
The victim's mother has been my friend for about 12 years.
That's
so all I'm going to tell you is, I'm not going to really speak on it, is what I'm saying is, everything that you read on Media Takeout or TMZ, until you see it's actual, meaning like a person gets prosecuted or, you know, convicted of the crime, don't believe everything you hear until it's factual. Because media tends to take situations and spin it beyond, just so it can have legs.
Yeah, man, DC might be chilling with Ala BC in the next couple of years,
I don't want to talk about, listen, I don't know, I'm just saying, I don't want to speak about it. Me, personally, I'm very open. I told you guys before, like, I'm a child advocate of, I feel like people who rape children, murder children, rape women or whatever, they need to have a special place in hell. Purgatory won't even accept them, but I'm just like, the situation is just confusing to me for a person that knows all three of the parties. I'm just telling you that it's just is a little confusing. I normally don't get confused.
Oh, I feel you, but the topic is valid. like, how far, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, how far do you support your mate? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what is the cutoff point of having your mate back?
Me personally, if my mate, significant other, was accused of child molestation, I would be under the jail. There's no supporting in that. Unless I knew 100% prophetically Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost himself took me to the side and talked to me for hours and told me that he was 100% innocent. Other than that, I don't play that. That's just me speaking as a woman.
I feel you. I mean, me personally, that or if I was with my mate and I had a dude and he cheated and got the bitch pregnant,
But you're saying like what you're saying, a lot of the stuff that's on, like, we were actually going to follow the story on Monday, but I advise not to. You know, people could supersede my situation. But what I'm saying is, it's like a lot of the facts that you're seeing on the site and everything, on these sites and blogs, they're not, you know, like, there's always truth to the truth. There's always two sides of the truth. What I'm saying, a lot of the stories that you're hearing and seeing, Chocolate, one day I'll talk to you in private, but a lot of the stuff that you're seeing, the facts aren't 100% correct. Even with the baby mother, he molested his baby mother's daughter. You know, it's just a whole bunch of spewed innuendos, and a lot of the stuff that they're saying isn't true. Like, NBC was never married. He has three baby mothers, including Yandy, and they're insinuating that he molested his baby mother's daughter, which is not true because Mandisi had three sons. And all three of his baby mothers, including Yandy, have no children except for Mandisi as a father. Like, they have single. He has three children, is what I'm telling you, and three children are boys, and the mothers don't have any children besides the children they have. Species. So a lot of the facts are really, like, twisted.
Well, some of it's got to be true because they cut their.
No, I'm not saying that a incident or report wasn't filed. I'm just telling you that what you read, not always that you read on
the
site,
it's not true. Most of that stuff on media takeout anyway is maybe 30% accurate. 40%.
Well, not really. I honestly believe it's like, I would say 60% accurate, but they add about another 75% of fallaciousness
that's just like regular gossip. Anytime people start
talking, that's all it is. All it is fodder. And the reason it's fodder is because Yandy and Mendices are featured on Love and Hip Hop. And the show just came out 2 weeks ago. If Love and Hip Hop did not premiere on VH1 2 weeks ago, honestly, you would not be talking about this right now. I'm keeping it 100. And
didn't they say
the story was 2 years old? Nah,
yeah.
I don't think so. Think about it.
Well, that usually always happens when become like famous for the first time or something like that. People always.
I'm from New York City, okay? I was born in the Bronx, but I live in New Jersey. But what I'm saying is I've been in that whole set, in that secular industry set since I was like 17. What I'm saying to you is people have mouths. If I know that Chocolate is sleeping with a donkey, I'm just giving you an example, and I know that Aston is sleeping with a pigeon, like, and then somebody else says that ass is sleeping with a donkey and vice versa, chalk sleeping with a pigeon, you know, sometimes you can't believe everything that you hear unless you witness it yourself.
Or you know the news, you're not going to say nothing, but as soon as they come out in the spotlight on the TV
show, in a sense, it's really sad. The reason what I am going to say, I think it's very sad because allegedly if there is a victim, a child who was molested, correct? The people are being opportunists off a child's misfortune, and I think that is pathetic. Like, they're making press, you like just like they had the shooting in Sandy in Newton, Connecticut, right? They talked about the kids. They want to interview the kids, this, that, and the third. My thing is, like, anything salacious that has legs and they want to keep interview, like, instead of them protecting the kids and making sure the kids are all right and not basically going to be stained for the rest of their lives and turn into, like, mass murderers or criminals or whatever, or prostitutes or whatever, they're, instead of helping the girl or whatever, they're putting her on blast. Like, if I'm just saying, if I was molested as a child, I wouldn't want me being molested as a child to be on Media Takeout. Like, that, honestly, should, I feel like that should not be my voice. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I think that's the tragedy of the situation.
It is. Now, I have to stop everybody because our guest, Big Knot, is on the line. I'm going to bring him in. And I completely agree with what you're saying because it's like people tend to put their spin on everything. I just be like, because
I'm just saying, like, they're not looking out for the child. Like, I think that, you know, I think that's terrible. Like, that's, you know, they're putting the child in a predicament. Like, the child, she's over 18 right now. She's always going to be labeled as that girl who allegedly or did get molested or XYZ on Gandhi's baby father from Love & Hip Hop. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like,
yep.
She's always going to be known as that hooker that slept with O.J. Simpson. Do you understand? Like, do you want to grow up? Like, Amy Fisher is always going to be staying as that girl who shot whatever her name in the face. Like,
Mary Jo Buttafuoco.
Whatever, you know what I'm saying. It's just like,
yeah.
They don't think and take an account of these children. Then they wonder why these children grow up to be adults and go crazy. That's what I'm saying.
I feel you on that. Now, here comes our guest, Big Knot. Welcome to Chocolate City Radio. I hope Scotty Mac told you that you were about to get massacred by sexy-ass women. Damn.
Woo, what up, though? Yeah, I'm up on you.
How are you doing?
Hey, Big Knot.
I'm pretty good. You know what I'm saying? What's funny, yo?
Oh, Madam just asked you if you could rap for her.
Yeah, I want you to rap for me.
Damn, straight up. Okay, for sure. let me see.
Rap for us or me as
MC, okay. Just a little time.
Yeah.
I say higher than the B.I. Tunnel vision cyclops. They prey on my downfall. I'm listening to B.I. Trying to be great like lyrically Jaws, great white. I'm so far ahead, all y'all see is a nigga break lights. Predator, rape mics. MGM with they hit folks. Shake dice, fat nigga, I eat all year. Y'all only ate twice. Get what I'm saying, my nigga, I get you ate twice. Smoking, Kush Focus, Willow, great white. I don't give a fuck like a nigga sends the eight lights. You know what I'm saying? A little something. A little something.
Woo! Love it.
Yeah, thank you.
You did good.
You did excellent.
For sure.
Now tell everybody who you are and where you're from and who you represent, please.
Big Knot, you know what I'm saying? From the deep Detroit, you know what I'm saying? Renaissance Records. You know what I'm saying? Got a project dropping the 26th, you know what I'm saying, Revelation.
The 26th of what? January?
January.
Okay. Well, we need to know that. We might want to copy your mix CD or download your song on iTunes. Damn.
For sure.
You sound a little shy, Big Knot. You can't be shy riding the chocolate wave. Because
come on, you got to take chocolate. Come on, you got to take chocolate. CFO with Chocolate City Radio.
Come on, step it up.
Charisma. I gotta go. Okay, now how's everything, Big Knot, in Detroit? And what part of Detroit? Oh, wait, Detroit is a city in Michigan. I'm about to ask you a stupid question. So what inspired you to rap?
Real talk. I heard Deep Cover. I heard Snoop Dogg.
Oh, I love that movie and soundtrack. Classic.
You know what I'm saying? I heard Snoop shit and I was just like, man, I want to do that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So who are your aspirations besides rap? Like, you know, being that you're from Detroit, the Motor City, Motown and everything. Like, you know, I know you've been listening to soul music since you probably was before you was even thought of. So, like, who is your aspiration then and now?
Like, initially, you know what I'm saying? Once I really started, you know, I was thinking, like, you know, I wanted to be pop. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wanted that. That's what I wanted to do to the game. I wanted to dominate. I wanted niggas to change their release dates and, you know what I'm saying, shit like that. And then as I started to evolve as an MC, you know, I wanted to do a little bit more than that, you know. And then as music started to deteriorate, you know what I'm saying, my goals became bigger to try to make the, you know what I'm saying, the best music possible, you know what I'm saying, to try to, like, raise the bar.
Like, no, really, what I'm asking really, you is who inspired you musically? You just said Snoop, meaning Deep Cover, but who besides, being that you come from the foundation of R&B, you know, rhythm and blues, the backbone of the United States of America, Detroit, mm-hmm. Michigan, like, who inspired you, whether it's soul, rap, you know, R&B, blues, funk, like when you were a child, as you, you know, that made you want to be an artist, MC, is what I'm asking you.
I can't, like, really narrow it down to a particular artist or a particular brand.
Top five.
I would
just
say music as a whole, you know. We take, you know, we get different feelings from different music, be it, mm-hmm. you know, the old school, the R&B, the hip-hop, you know, we listen to that shit for, you know, different feelings and occasions that we, you know, dealing with. So I couldn't, like, narrow it down, but just, like, music as a whole.
Okay. Chocolate?
Yeah.
Ass?
Yeah, I'm coming. You kind of... That answer.
I think Chocolate's been on that Tron. You had some Tron today, margaritas?
No. Actually, I haven't. I've been just, you know, I've been chilling. Like I said, got my little blessing. Then I completed one of my assignments for work and everything like that. Now, my thing is, I hear so much stuff about Detroit, whether it's 8 Mile, whatever, all of the different places and stuff like that. And dealing with different artists from Detroit, it always seems to amaze me that different people tell the same story at the same time about how you have to get permission if you're another artist to come and perform, because if not, they can't guarantee that once you walk in, your ass is going to walk out the same way, whether your ass is changed, you're going to get your ass beat, you know? So.
Right.
Like, it's just funny to me because I hear the same thing about Chicago with the Global Gangsters and JoJo Capone, and then I hear Trick Trick. But then another thing that I've noticed about Detroit artists is y'all are really on y'all movie shit.
Yeah.
And a lot of Detroit artists are
in. Who's the movie? I'm confused. What movies came out of Detroit besides 8 Mile?
Some of the artists, a lot of the rap artists that are in Detroit rapping and stuff like that, they tend to land movie roles. Not like major, but some of them are.
Oh, I know what you're saying. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's like, you look at Trick Trick. His name goes for everything, and he's in some movies. And then you take Big Gov. He was in a movie with... I want to say it was with Ray J and AZ. I'm not sure because I saw the movie, but I didn't know Big Gov at the time. And then when we had Diesel on Tuesday, he was in some movies. And when I saw his bio, I was just like, wow. So it's just like with dealing with different artists, it's like Detroit tends to have a lot going on. Behind the scenes, in front of the scenes, then, you know, y'all are always going to be... So, like, when people book you for shows and stuff like that, like, when you go out of your comfort zone, how many people do you normally take with you, or, you know?
Hold on, can you repeat that?
Okay, when you're being booked out of your comfort zone because of the reputation that Detroit has, do you feel that you're going to be targeted for some people who have something against you?
No, why should I be? You know what I'm saying? I don't think so.
What happened to the rapper Royce 5'9" out of Detroit? Is he still around?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's rocking with Slaughterhouse.
He got some good ass songs. Yo, he has some good ass songs. Oh, you say he's down with Slaughterhouse?
Yeah.
That group with Joe Budden?
Royce 5'9".
Royce 5'9" or something. He used to have, I forgot, I don't know. Wasn't he had beef with Eminem and then he had beef with Benzino? I didn't know he had some good songs.
I thought you was about to say he had some good dick. I'm like,
I didn't get to Detroit yet.
Oh, didn't mean to make you cough, Big Knot. Didn't mean to make you do that. Okay, now, how old was you the first time you went into the recording studio and you laid down a track?
Want to say maybe 24 or so.
24
something?
Yeah, for sure. Okay. It seems like you're not good with dates, so let me ask you a question to see if you're good with this date. How old were you when you got your first piece of pussy then?
I was 12.
Jeez. That was half of 24. You sure you wasn't rapping at 12?
I started rapping around 14. Around 14.
12 years? Oh, that's a baby. Jeez.
Yeah. He was kind of shooting. I can't. What? God. My grandmother had a saying for little boys and what they were shooting, and I can't think of it right now. I need to call my grandma on three-way and be like, Grandma, you know when little boys about to come, when they like 12 or 13, what's that stuff you call that come out their penis? Grandma will probably
I gotta go. You are too funny.
My grandma just be like, Lord Jesus. Pam, when
Lord
I
Jesus.
I'm going to lay hands on you. But Big Knot, another question for you. How old were you when you had your first concert?
Like shortly after I first hit the studio, probably like 24 or so.
So how old are you now?
I think I'm going to turn 30 or something.
Oh my God. So why you been smoking so loud, I see.
Oh, yeah, all
on
day.
The drum. He's on the loud. He don't know how old he is. Oh, my God.
That's the industry shit because, you know, rappers that have been 27 for 4 years. You know what I'm saying? I have an ex that's a producer in Miami. This man has been 25 for about 6 years. He's like, what the fuck? I feel like this. Either the industry is going to accept you or it's not. Whether you
exactly.
old as fuck or you young as fuck. So all these rappers, please stop lying about how young you are when you know you older than a motherfucker.
Hell. She's saying if you walk in with a walker and you trying to rap, stop it.
Exactly.
Oh,
no. Motherfucker ain't got no
walker. He's his age. So, I mean, if you're going to...
Boots on the ground.
If you think you're 30, that means you possibly pushing 33, 34. But it's okay. I'm going to keep your secret.
Yo, she is gangster.
I'm just saying. So now, Big Knot.
Yes.
What? Okay, now, what kind of childhood did you have growing up? Was you a badass kid? Was you a drug dealer? Was you a bookworm? I mean, there's a specific reason why I'm asking this question.
In the beginning, you know, I was with my grandma and shit, you know what I mean? She was kind of old school, you know what I'm saying? So she was strict, you know what I mean? So I really didn't really do much, you know what I'm saying? On that tip, I started smoking weed when I was 12, too. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, once I got to, you know, like high school and shit, you know, I was pretty smart, you know what I mean? But it wasn't, you know, it just wasn't interesting for me like that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, because I ain't going to lie, I haven't heard any of your music yet. And I'm going to listen to your music as I play it on the air. And I swear, the reason why I asked you is I wanted to see if you're going to be one of these motherfucking rappers that be lying about their life, knowing that you lived the one way and you rapping another way. You know what I mean?
Ooh.
So
that's the purpose
of me asking, because no disrespect, but I will blast you and it'll be ugly.
I love this girl.
I should hit Scotty Mac up and tell Scotty when he comes down here in June, I'm going to punch him in his fucking eye for putting a fugazi rapper on my show. Because I have to keep it real. I have a reputation.
Wait a minute. I can't.
Chocolate, you didn't have no fun today?
I get it in. I'm straight.
Now, have you ever made any songs about how big your dick is?
No.
Okay, cool. So how big is it?
It ain't no songs about it.
We already know.
Not to cut you off, Big Nine Chocolate. I gotta go. That's Juelz. I got Juelz' mixed CD release party at Phuket tonight. God willing, it's in stores. It's crazy. You guys have a blessed weekend. I'll call your show on Tuesday. Love you guys. Love you, Aston. Love you, Charlie. Nice meeting, Big Nine.
Love you.
What's up, baby? Me too.
Good night, baby. Much success on your career. Bye.
Thank you.
For sure. Okay, now Big Nine, get back to my question. How big is your dick, nigga? Stop playing.
It's not a record. I never made a record about it.
Okay, we're past that. As a woman, you want to know. So does Ashton.
No, it's not a record about it.
Ashton.
He's trying to say there's not enough bars to explain how big his dick is, people.
So, don't rap story out at 8 bars, 16 bars, 32 bars. So, can we go down and say 4 bars? And then, you know, if he wants to add a couple of bars to that, we'll give him that.
Right. Well, yeah, it's still not a song though.
Oh,
it's still not a song though.
Now before we go into your music, there is somebody from your hometown that has their hand up. I guess they're either here for backup to give you a lifeline, or they're here to say something positive.
Oh shit.
Okay. Now, the last four of the number is 7-0. You are live on the air with Chuck Mommy, Ashton, and Big Knot. But I'm starting to think I should call him Knot.
What up, though? Man, what's poppin', bro? I'm cracking up some talk. You gonna punch me in the mouth?
Hey,
baby. I'm good. I'm on the road. I had to call and get my boy some support. I'm like, oh, she just. Hey, just hey, 30 minutes ago when Tolan me threw me to the wolves. You know how Chalk is, man. Hey, Chalk, did you get Diesel pretty good on the show, too?
Oh, my God. Diesel admitted that he was a paymaster and he pays for pussy.
Oh, man. Boy. Diesel is wild, though. He's a wild boy.
He wants to be on application. He wants to be down with Chocolate City. However he can get down, I need him to, you know, run my bath water. And that's how wise. If I need him to lick the ass, he's all down for it. So, you know.
Oh, I just had to pull over on that one. Oh, shit.
And, you know, after Big Knot gets off the show, he'll be the same damn way.
Hey, yo, I'm up out of here, dog. I'm leaving you alone with Chalk, my dude. I'm up out of here. I love you, Chalk.
I love you too, Patty.
Don't go, bro.
All right, big dog. I'm gonna see you in the morning, big homie.
Don't go, bro.
I'm out of here.
Ashton, you know it's a damn shame when his homeboy call in. He know his artist in trouble, and before his ass gets in more trouble, he gets the fuck off the phone. Like, I will talk to you in the morning.
And that's if he makes it to the morning.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Big Knot, I see you was not fairly warned about us, but it's okay. It's okay. Now, being an artist, and being on the road and being in the limelight, there comes a lot of different perks. I'm going to call them perks because normally, you know, when you are a rapper and you're on stage, females don't care if you're getting paid or if you're doing it for promo, you're a rapper. How much do you get on the road when you're doing shows outside of the day? Outside of the D, it's easy to get pussy at home, but when you're outside of your home area, how much comes your way?
I don't know. It ain't a record about that either.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm not giving up no info. I can't.
this ain't going to be no fun.
No, it's going to be fun because this is my conclusion. Every time he says that there is not something, it's a reason. It's because it's really not going down. You know what I mean? So, if he ain't made a record about it, it's because he hasn't done it. So, my conclusion is,
I'm comfortable with that. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not, you know, I'm good with peer pressure. You're not going to trick me.
Yeah.
Okay, well, here's another one. Have you ever directly paid for pussy?
You said what?
Have you ever directly paid for pussy?
Oh, God. I guess we could try to answer that. I mean, I guess so. I mean, in one way or another, you know.
No. I didn't say indirectly. I said directly. It's like when you come up to a chick and you just give her cash for that ass. We all know.
Man, I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? Great. Yes. We need more like you out there in the world. God.
See, that wasn't hard. Now, see, by you coming on my show, admitting you're a paymaster, you're more likely to get. Is wet. Okay, Big Knot, I'm going to give you a break. And the reason why I'm going to give you a break is because I want people to hear your music. So we're going to play Big Knot featuring Seven the General. What up, though? So you've got time to control yourself while we listen to the music. But trust and believe, when I come back, I'm getting all up in your ass again. All right?
Oh, my God. Okay, for sure.
Ha 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 ha
of the game. Waited on my chance. Now I'm about to run shit. Marathon man. Find me at the top of the Marriott man. All I know is get money. Obsessed with the band. Smell good for the ladies. Fresh as I can. Big niggas stuck hating. I stick to the plan. Niggas talking this game. I speak with my hands. Stay on that east side shit. I'm just saying. Shorty fucking up with the paper. Quit playing.
What up, Joe? Niggas acting like they ain't know. What up, Joe?
Show acting like you don't know.
Wow. Okay. Now I'm smiling even harder because Auto 360 Automotive and Performance is this new live. So now I'm just like, oh my God. I need a drink. Oh, but seriously, Big Nat. Why you don't talk about your dick? What's wrong with it?
Oh? Cause I mean, I thought we was gonna talk about my album, yo.
No, hold up. It's my show. We talk about everything. There's no particular order. This is a music, we talk about you, and then I ask you shit that female fans want to know. You know what I'm saying? Because this show can help your pussy intake go up.
Okay.
But if you don't want to talk about it, that's fine. Because females have in the back of their mind like, oh, Lord, Big Nat, a little dick motherfucker that don't even know.
Oh, no, I'm straight. You know what I'm saying?
What's the definition of straight?
I mean, I'm straight, though. You know what I'm saying? I just don't want to get off into the particulars, you know what I'm saying? But I'm straight, though.
You know what? This is what I'm going to do for you, okay? I plan on coming to Detroit sometime this year, right? And it's like, I'm going to bring Ashton with me. And it's going to be like a reality show tour, right? We're going to go to cities and states, and we're going to interact with artists that have been on the show, right? And we're going to have this theme, right? And I think that you would be appropriate for it. I'm going to bring out a big bitch, and I'm going to have her take her cookies. And I'm going to record it. Just for the ladies to see how you handle yourself, right? And then, in the background, we're going to play that song called What Up, Though. But, seriously.
Gotta love it.
What Up, Though. That is nice. The lyrics, you know, I was kind of shocked. Because it's some doo-doo rappers that come out of Detroit. I ain't even going to front. You know what I'm saying? And it's some good rappers. And it's some great rappers. And I ain't going to front. Scotty has not sent any doo-doo rappers yet. Because I get to know that I will respect them. You know what I mean? Because I have time for the bullshit. I have a reputation. And if I let an artist come on my show with some fuckery of music, then I have to fuck him up because then I lose merit with my listeners. So, okay? So, in order for me to get what I want, I'm going to give you what you want. We're going to give you the opportunity to talk about your album, right? Now, just know that that comes with a price, okay?
Yep.
So okay. That price is, after we talk all the music shit, I'm about to take the gloves off and put some KY jelly on my hands. I might jack your dick or I might plug your butt. I'm
titled it Revelations. We were just talking earlier, you know, an aspect of, you know, how old I was or, you know, whatever. And I'm at the point in my career where it is time for me to make some decisions. You know what I'm saying? So I went into this project thinking that this would be my last and that I could, you know, start transitioning into the, you know, the production and engineering aspect of it, you know what I'm saying? And I also have a record label, you know, with three artists, so I would, you know, focus on them and, you know, try to push them. So, like I said, I went to the project with the thought process of it being my last. So I wanted to try to create, you know, a classic record, you know what I'm saying? I really went in, no sleep, you know what I'm saying, last 3 or 4 months, you know what I'm saying, just really grinding, working. Like I said, drops January 26th. We're actually having a release party at the Renaissance downtown Detroit, 69th floor overlooking the city. We're about to go get it in, you know what I'm saying? Drink a little something, smoke a little something. You know what I'm saying? Break the record or whatever. But, yeah, it's a pretty solid project, you know what I'm saying?
And how long did you work on this album?
4 months, like 4 months.
So who all do you have on this album? Who are you doing features with?
You just played the What Up, Though, that features 7 the General, I actually have a record with Diesel on the album. Who else? My Renaissance team, Ma Ray, Scan, Kenyatta, Rashawn, you know what I mean? Production, I had a lot of help, you know what I'm saying? Flaming Laces, Architect, Scotty Mac made a track. I produced like 3 or 4 of the tracks. You know what I'm saying? I've been actually, and this one thing I would like to say, that been getting a lot of support from other labels in the area, which you know, lets me know where my project is. You know, that they're willing to, you know, to help me promote it and, you know, get to make sure that the engineering and all of that is A1, you know what I'm saying? Team Mitten Boy, man, I don't want to forget nobody. It's the project is very solid, Chai Mommy. It's hot.
Now, name some artists that you would like to work with that are hot, like right now on the radio.
Mainstream. Jay, Drake, Big Sean. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like a short list, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, a lot of the music I don't necessarily fuck with like that. You know what I'm saying? It's got to be like a certain, you know, level of MC for me to even, like, really fuck with it like that. So it's not really a lot of artists that I really want to work with like that.
You know? What? So you said you went to a song with Trinidad James?
Oh, hell fuck no. Hell no. I work too hard on what I do. Hell no.
But that shit is crazy. It's like, he's been rapping a short time. He just signed to a $2 million deal. And then you have people like yourself and other artists that are really heavy on their grind. And it's like, what the fuck? Like, how does that make
and you know,
artist?
I don't want, you know, the listeners to take it as like, you know, I'm hating on them or, you know, not like that. Like, I'm all for, you know, the hustle and the grind and, you know, get your money how you can get your money. You know what I'm saying? It's just the quality of music per se is just not for me. You know what I'm saying? But, it's an audience for everything. But I watched the video and I felt like it set us back 20 years.
Yeah, the
energy,
the slap in the face.
I was shocked because I'm like, I'm sure it's a lot of bitches giving him some pussy. I would never be one. But,
oh God, imagine.
I'm just saying, and then a parody of all ashy everything. You know what I mean? I don't know which one is worse.
Right, like the one big dude with the gummy worms on his fingers and shit. Like, what the fuck, yo? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but at the end of the day, that crazy looking motherfucker has like the hottest song right now.
And like I said, I'm not hating on him, you know, like I said, you know, I'm glad that they are still, you know, paying artists. You know what I'm saying, though? I'm glad that they still paying artists. It's just that, you know, like I said, just the music, and I only heard the one song. I didn't even want to hear nothing else. You know what I'm saying? It's just the music itself. It has nothing to do with him as a person or, you know, nothing like that. It's just the music. I'm for hip hop. I'm all for hip hop, and that is not. That's not what's popping.
I don't like the song. I just like certain shit in it because how my kids say it. You know what I mean? So out of here. I'm going to play Big Knot, and it says Bill Russell. So after I play that, we're going to come back and talk about the title, and then we're going to let you go so we can get into the other part of the show. So, you know, unless you're going to get, you can stay on if you're going to get nasty. If you ain't getting nasty, your ass got to go.
Okay, for sure. For sure.
He leaves it. Here we go.
11 champion. Coach.
Twitter, Big Knot 313. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, thank you for taking it easy on me, too. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, yeah, I took it easy on you with the questions, but guess what? Every artist that I interview, I write a blog about the show and about the artist, and over 37,000 people a month see the blog. Guess what, Mr. Little Penis? That's what you're going to
Oh, come on. Don't play me like that. I ain't say all of that. We didn't say all of that. We just didn't say the extent of what the situation was.
I like how his defense came on up, girl.
You know what I'm saying, though. Don't play me like that. You can't give me a damn rip like that. Don't do that to me.
All right. She'll just say that your penis is nothing to talk about.
I mean, and I'm cool with that. Just talk about the album. Talk about the music. I'll take the little joint. You know what I'm saying? You could say I got a little joint if you just, you know, review the two records. You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna review you. I'm gonna review your music. I'm gonna review everything. I am a member of the media. That is radio, blogging. A magazine. So right now I have the power and the whip cracks.
Fish out. But get at us when you come up here, yo. You know what I'm saying? We supposed to be down there for Summer Jam.
You coming too?
Yeah.
Oh, Ashley.
Out there.
Oh my goodness.
We already have VIP. I just need to make sure that you're down here because by then we would have already started the TV show and stuff like that for Chocolate City. So, you know, it's gonna be like talking live with Chuck Mommy Ashton. It's gonna be something, but for show, they're gonna be on it. If they're gonna be at Super Jams in June in Fayetteville, we'll be there. With bells on, showing the fuck out, acting the fool. If you couldn't handle me on the radio show, Google, you're not going to be able to handle me in person because I go
home. I already know. I'm up on you, Chop. I mean, I ain't sleep on you. I already know what it is.
Well, if you knew that, then why would you not follow through?
You know, I mean, I knew the situation. I felt like I dealt with it appropriately.
You dealt with it like big duck. Big girls, big not, big babies. I mean, it's all the same. Now, tell everybody where your album is going to be when it drops.
My album is dropping January 26th. It'll be on at allthedream.com. That's hyphens in between the words or whatever. It'll be there. It'll be in the local outlets in Detroit, you know what I'm saying, as far as the independent music or whatever. It will be at Press Play or whatever. But, yeah, it'll be available online at allthedream.com.
Well, we really appreciated you riding the chocolate wave. I can't say that you rolled the hell out the wave. I'll just say you got your feet wet. You know how when you're at the beach and you go to the water, what the part of the sand where the water comes up and then it touches your feet and you get scared and you run back? We're going to give you that award tonight, okay?
Okay, for sure. Thank you. I'll accept it graciously.
Thank you. You are such a team player. Hercules.
Thank you for having me, too.
You're welcome. And your blog should be up no later than Tuesday. I'm a little behind because I had some homework I had to do. And, you know, I met somebody, you know, I'm supposed to do some business with, and they got my mind a little fucked up right now. But I'm back on track, so I'll be writing all weekend. So by Tuesday, you'll know when it's up because you'll be seeing your Twitter name with the link where people can look at it and associate you and the article. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, for sure. Yeah, that's what's up.
You're welcome.
I look forward to it.
Thank you for calling, and you have a good night.
For sure, you too.
Okay, now for everybody else that's listening. I have got to play one of my prank calls. I haven't done this shit in a while. And after tonight, I am so fucking turned up. And no, I have not been drinking any alcohol. All I had today was some peach punch that's new by Minute Maid. And I had a Coca-Cola. And I had Mountain Dew. That's it. You know what I'm saying? I did the Dew. That's what I'm sipping on right now. So I'm going to play, like, one of my most popular prank calls. Now, I assure you that none of my prank calls are pre-rehearsed or pre-planned or anything like that. What you hear is what you get. I don't call anybody that I know. And on this particular prank call, this dude hooked, it's like, he set his best friend up for this prank call. His name is LB, and his friend that set him up name is Fly Guy James. He was like, act like his friend, won a contest with a mainstream rapper, and, you know, I just took it from there. Now, on this particular show, I had an artist, R&B artist, Espy, from Charlotte, and he geeked me up and told me to do the Gucci Mane shit. So you can tell that this was not pre-rehearsed, and I am a pro because I never break character, and I never call anybody back and let them know that it's a prank call. So, you know, if you got something in your mouth, like if you're drinking or eating, I'm telling you right now, spit it out, because this prank call is going to make your ass laugh, okay? And I'm not normally this mean or this callous or anything like that, but, you know, hey, shit happens. So here is the Chocolate Fantasy Gucci prank call.
Dude, what is it? Sam show. I'm talking about my name is Kelly.
I got it.
Here, let me get the number out of my email.
You're the manager of Gucci Man. You're the manager of Gucci Man.
Okay, hold on.
You gotta say brr. You gotta say brr a couple of times, too. I'm serious. That right there, that's official. That's how he knows.
Okay, I'm about to call him, and I'm about to put y'all on hold.
Hello.
Hey, LB, how you doing? My name is Francis Smith, and I'm Gucci Mane's manager. Your friend submitted you in a contest to get a verse with Gucci, and you won.
Hey, wait, you manager?
I'm Gucci's manager. Gucci Mane?
Oh, for real?
Yes, Burr.
Oh, my God.
You know,
okay.
Yeah. And your friend submitted you. And, I mean, we picked your name, and you won.
So what does this mean?
This means you get to be featured on the verse with him, and don't worry about the budget. It's not going to cost you anything like that. It's like a charity thing that Gucci is doing.
Oh, my God. So When I get to do this? Oh, my God.
For next weekend? I can't remember because I don't have everything in front of me. What city and state are you in?
Shreveport, Louisiana.
Okay. That's not too far. I mean, I'm not asking to drive. We're in all the travel range and everything like that. Now, the only catch is... Gucci is a very wild person, like, not in a bad way or anything like that. He has lots of bitches that like to be up under him. So, with you doing this picture with Gucci, you're going to have two or three hoes.
No, I don't. No, I
you can bring a homeboy because, you know, it's no fun if the homie can't have none. So, I mean, it's just like, you go in the studio. Okay, you're going to go in the studio. Y'all going to lay down the track. And it's going to be a lot of females in there. You'll probably be getting your dick sucked and whatever it is that you want a female to do, she will be there to do that.
Oh, my God. And Gucci going to be sitting right there.
Yeah, burr.
Oh, my God. I'm trying. Oh, my God. Is there any way I can, like, talk to him?
You'll be able to talk to him next week. Because he's about to, he's actually on the road doing a show with Frenchie.
Mama! Yeah, man. Oh, my God. I'm about to cry.
Don't cry. Please don't cry. Cry when that bitch sucks. Cry when you get your dick sucked and they swallow and you're in the studio making a hot ass track. You can cry then. It's a pleasure.
Is it going to be some fine, like, big booty bitches?
Man, we got the baddest hoes on our team. Yes. You okay over there? You okay?
Yeah. I'm just so happy.
Don't cry. What I'm gonna do is, if you can give me your email address, I'll send you the information over.
Oh, okay. Wait a minute.
Hello?
Skateboard3000@yahoo.com.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and get off the line, and I'm going to send you a confirmation email with all the information in there, and then you can respond back to me, okay?
Yes, thank you so much.
You're welcome, and remember, burr!
He cried. She was like, don't cry. I remember.
We definitely have to
find more people because that's crazy. He was so easy.
I mean, it's like, listen, you know, I was on a roll for a minute, right? And I had one dude, I mean, I'll never forget the first dude I made pop on a prank call. That shit was funny. Then I had another dude in the bathroom at TGI Fridays, I prank called the deacon. He went from telling me I needed Jesus to when was I coming back in town. I prank called this one dude. He was so thirsty that he called me. He called the radio show the next day. Now you know when you call Blog Talk, it tells you how many hours, days, hours, and minutes to the next show, right?
Yes.
This dude had to keep calling until I finally was on the air. And girl, I promise you, that was an epic moment. Because I was like, my friend Shanae was like, get him, because he shouldn't have called back into the show. When I tell you, I had that motherfucker in the living room, in his living room floor, with no pants on, jacked his dick, calling some burr. You know, that shit was crazy. Everybody called in and could not believe what they were hearing. I was having phone sex. I wasn't doing shit but laughing, but girl, when he got to the part where he came, it sounded like he was choking the shit out of himself. And then, let's see, when I prank called the DJ, then when I prank called the little artist, it had freestyle while he was driving. He had to put him on the side of the road because it was getting so good to him. I mean, I'm just saying, I belong to some of the ratchetest dating sites, right? Just because there are a lot of thirsty men out there that I can prank call. I mean, think about it. Online booty call. Anybody getting my booty call on? So fit. Why don't you prank them? You know what I'm saying? So
many people to get.
Yes. I don't discriminate. I don't discriminate at all. And, I mean, I've never done a female before, but hey, first time for everything. I guess
I
a gay website for that one. But, you know, people listening, don't worry. I never prank call people that I know. Everybody that I've ever prank called came from other people that knew the victim. So, you know, you don't have to worry about that. I like prank calling DJs because DJs, I've learned to do anything for money. They will fuck a big bitch. I mean, they will do a lot of shit for money. All you got to do is present the right opportunity to them, and boom. You know what? I think next week, for some rappers that was trying to do some business with me that was broke, we're going to prank call them and tell them that they're going to, we want them to do a fucking, a track for a fuck flick that we're going to do. And that they need the freestyle, and we're going to give them some topics, and they got a freestyle on.
Yeah.
I think that would be perfect.
I would like that. I would like to be a part of that, too.
I mean, I really think that would be awesome. So, you know, all I can say is, look, people, I have a crazy-ass personality, but at the end of the day, I have a big, big heart. Yes, true. Contrary to what other people may think, or how I may act, or how I may touch a motherfucker out, I genuinely have a big heart, and I'm very nice to people certain times of the month. So, Ashton, do you have a song that you would like to hear?
A song that I would like to hear right now?
Mm-hmm.
A song that I would like to hear right now.
I would like to hear Akineli again. Because we just had an artist on the show who was very reserved, very inhibited about his sexuality. And I just need to hear something liberating.
Okay. Fuck me for free or smell your dick.
Right? Either one would work because he's being honest about his shit.
Ooh. Well, listen, with him, it has to be fuck me for free. Like, whew. Mm. Don't sound like his references are going to go too far. So, you know. Let me see.
I wonder where Akineli got that song from. Maybe he was tired of tricking.
I don't know, but the song that he made, girl, just made you wonder what his bedroom life was like. Was he really about that life?
I hope so.
I know Uncle Luke was. Pop that pussy.
Oh, my goodness. He was for so long.
When I was doing my dirt in Miami and I was a cocaine transporter, when I stayed at a hotel in downtown, me and my daughter was going somewhere and he was in a conversion van and she was like, Mommy, that goes Luke. I was like, yeah, I know, right? Had my daughter not been with me, I probably would have been like, oh, you really do all that crazy shit. But, you know, when you got your kid with you, you got to behave. And stuff like that. No, please do not get it misconstrued. Doc Mommy does not fuck rappers. Rappers have everybody has had that. I want something ain't nobody else had. You feel me? So, you know,
yeah.
Take an average man over a rapper, actor, or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I can deal with common men versus a hood star or superstar. Because there's just too many problems that come along with that dick. And I am a dick-free person. You know what I mean? So, I'm going to go ahead and play Akineli, Fuck Me for Free, because I just love this song. Oh, Lord, have mercy. So, this is for you. And then the next song I'm going to play, it comes with some shit with it. It's like, not shit, but like the dedication. And I know, Ashton, you're not used to seeing this side of me, but hey.
I welcome all the many shades of Chalk Mommy, so I'm all right.
You just get ready for me. You just get ready for me in New York, girl. I got a king-size bed. But you got a king-size bed, though. So, you know, if you get drunk and you can't make it back to where you live at, you're more than welcome to sleep on one side, and I'll sleep on the other side, and somebody else will be in the middle. Fair enough?
Drawing the bridge gap, I hear that.
Okay, now here's your song.
Left, right, city, Queens. Yo, this is out now. Complex. And all the guys with more than $10 in their pockets. Fuck me for free.
I'm going to play this song. And it's, this is like one of my songs, right? This is like one of my shits. And it's called Your Body, right? And I dedicate this to a special somebody, right? I ain't gonna put them out on Front Street yet, but like certain words in here describe how I'm talking right about now. I have not met anybody that I wanted to get the cookie up to until I met this person. And when I met this person, I was shocked myself because I thought there was gonna be an old wrinkly ass man that worked on cars. Damn it, man! I swear, I need a V8 on that one. So here is Pretty Ricky, Your Body. This is my.
love that fucking song right there. We ain't gotta make love. We can just cuddle. Woo! Damn. After seeing that picture, I'm good.
Exactly. No drawers on that big girl enough. Like, oh my God.
I appreciate the fact that I'm a 212 version. I am a 212. Don't be like, oh, it's only 18 days into the year, bitch. No, motherfuckers. I was like 6 months in before the new year came, so I want to hear that bullshit. Like I said, I'm a 212 version, and I'm happy about that. So, woo-wee. Shit, I might try to make it to 2014. You think that'll happen?
Good luck.
Do what?
Good luck.
I haven't even played with the toys.
Oh, my God.
Now, if I don't do my photo shoot tomorrow, then we're going to have the show tomorrow night. And if it's not too late when I come back, we can still do the show. But if not, Sunday night is fucking going down. 3 hours, not 2 hours, but 3 hours of the best fucking music ever.
Yes.
And I'm asking, as soon as this show is over, I have to call you because we have to discuss next month's schedule.
Absolutely.
So, everybody, y'all ain't got to go home, but y'all getting the fuck up off of the airwaves. Or no, excuse me, getting the fuck up off the airwaves. So, holler at a player when you see her on the street. And I'm not a player. I just crush a lot. Now I'm just playing. I ain't.
Oh, wow.
So, shout out to 360 Automotive and Performance for listening to us. Shout out to Big Tone. Shout out to AKA New Ball. Shout out to Ashton. Shout out to everybody that listened up. I mean, I love you guys, and you know, I'm done. You got something you want to say, Ashton?
Oh my goodness, thanks for listening. Thanks for having me. Come back next time. Hopefully we'll have an artist that is willing to let it all hang out. I'm going to try to get that one on the show.
Girl, wait a minute, hold on. Tuesday, we have JoJo Capone, Global Gangster. Girl, that motherfucker is so cool. So, I'm just telling you, he is a fucking pen fool. Like, what?
All right, so I have to wash out my big girl panties for him. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to have to jump in on this one because he really be getting in my ass, so I'm going to need some reinforcement.
Okay.
Matter of fact, I'm going to do call on Twitter tonight.
Yes.
So.
So that, I guess it'll balance out.
Yeah, it will. So I'm going to call you for a minute.
All right.
Okay. Good night, everybody.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen.